Track 5. Bob's Brain Teaser. We're now going to invite you to put your thinking caps on. Bob Johnson, one of our newer sound recordists, has many strings to his bow, and they include the setting of quizzes. We plan to often include these in Just Talk, and here is the first. The questions this time all have a Norfolk theme, and don't worry, later on in this recording we will give you the answers. You may want to try doing this together with a partner or a friend and see who gets the best result. Here is Tony Stimpson with the very first Just Talk Listener's Quiz.
Get your thinking caps on. It's time for our terribly difficult quiz. I have 10 questions for you to answer. I'll take them slowly, and they are numbered. The answers will be given on a later track. So, good luck. Here we go. Question 1. Who is missing from this list? A. Glenn Roeder. B. Blank. C. Paul Lambert. And D. Chris Hughton. Question 2. Woodford's, Panther Brewery and Norfolk Brewhouse are three of the best breweries in the county. Norfolk has the Stubble Stag Ale with a 5.0% ABV. What does ABV stand for? Question 3. How many US states have a place called Norfolk? Question 4. How long is Norfolk's coastline to the nearest 5 miles? Question 5. In which year was Norwich designated England's first UNESCO City of Literature? Question 6. Fill in the blanks. A. Blank mussels. And B. Blank cockles. Question 7. Can you name the four places with which Norwich is twinned? Question 8. Norwich Castle was designed to be a royal palace rather than a fortification. Before becoming a museum, what else was it used for? Question 9. How many MPs represent Norwich in Parliament? And lastly, question 10. Roughly, how many stalls does Norwich Market consist of? A. 120. B. 165. C. 200. And D. 220. We hope you've enjoyed this first Bob's Brain Teaser quiz, although I must admit the questions were a lot harder than I expected. How did you get on? The answers will be coming up later.
Thank you, Tony. I think I have done extremely badly on this quiz.